he's going to do, the impeachment. So they could do it in a day. They don't need a trial because they've got the number of votes that they need. They will impeach not just Donald Trump, but Donald Trump together with J.D. Vance. If they do that, and then they're both referred to the Senate, and the Senate removes both of them, then Hakeem Jeffries becomes the president of the United States, and we will have lost not just the presidency, not just the House, but the Senate, the trifecta, and we will never again see freedom in the United States again. If you want to know what the United States is going to look like a year from now, if that happens, look at what's going on in the United Kingdom where there's no freedom anymore. There's no freedom of speech anyway. And people aren't even allowed into the UK anymore if they're on the right and they're going to in any way be doing any public speaking or whatever.
If you mildly criticize Islam, you're banned. So and they've said they want this, and not just impeach Trump and you put their people in. They also immediately are going to stack the Supreme Court. They're going to pack that. I mean,
They don't have to. Jeffries has already made it clear. They're an illegitimate institution. He doesn't have to listen to them. He'll say, look, they should stay in place and be able to settle disputes between the states. We don't care. They can settle all kinds of civil matters. But for now on, they're not going to tell the president of the United States what to do. There's a separation of powers, and we're not going to listen and be dictated.
Which, by the way, Trump
could
have always done constitutionally like Thomas Jefferson, but he hasn't. Why doesn't Trump know his powers?
Because right now, the things where he's given in, he could afford to give in. It's not as though we lost the country because of these decisions. But let me tell you, either we're going to have hand counting, or, you know, he mentioned the other day, you know, he was asked if the National Guard was going to go, was going to be assisting in the election. And he didn't rule it out because, you know, they're going to need a lot of help if they're going to do hand counting. They don't even need to do hand counting. All you need to do is get two cameras, one from the top and one from the bottom of each ballot that goes into the tabulators. Let the public then have the streaming where they can turn it on and off and do their own counting. And we'll be able to count the votes. They're not going to be able to get away with cheating. So it either has to be hand counting or it has to be camera observation, camera and recording observation of the actual ballots. And that way they're not going to be able to cheat. And then let the results be
sure,
where
Peter,
they
but
may.
You're like, I want to give you time on this, and I appreciate you coming on graciously, but you're like a bird dog. We're going to break here in a few minutes, 7 minutes. But the reason I want to get you on, great with an update, the history, my listeners get it. They know it. I think you've won the battle of vindication that they stole 2020 and mitigated our victories and the other things. The big issue is, I'm sure you know, it's all over the news, but they don't give specifics that Trump's planning a national emergency for elections, which you've talked about, which is constitutional.
He needs to. That's the only way he can fix this. They're taking over our country. This is an invasion. If they were coming here with guns and rifles and bullets, then, of course, nobody would question whether or not we're fighting back. But they're coming in surreptitiously. They're sneaking in, and they're taking over our election to be able to take over our country. We've got to be able to do what we need.
But start over and give your pitch. I totally agree with you. You're going to have the floor. I'm going to shut up, but that's what I want to get you to. They're acting like it's some secret, and Trump's creeping around with this election emergency when you've been advising him and others. So they act like we're doing something surreptitious. Explain what this emergency would be, what you've been advising, and what he needs to do with open foreign Chinese control. The machines are still there. The mail-in ballots, the dead people voting. Obviously, thank God they've done some of the redistricting. So start over, because they're acting like this is some secret thing. We need to get it out front and say, no, this isn't hidden. What is the emergency Trump needs to declare?
I've been saying it all along, just like you said. There is an emergency. Okay, he's not going to make up an emergency. There really is an emergency. I know I'm working the cases that have these machines in them, and I know the capability of these machines. They're able to surreptitiously change the results of the election however the operators of these machines want them to be changed. So how do you deal with it? What can you do? The president of the United States can't do anything just in his ordinary powers. Okay, the Constitution provides that the legislatures of each state are the ones that decide how the states will conduct the elections. And yes, Congress can do something, but that's never going to happen, and there's no time to have it happen. We have an election emergency in the United States. I'm not asking the president to make up an emergency. I'm only asking the president to declare the emergency that we have. And it's important for us to let people see and know what that is in terms of the machines and how they can do this. They shouldn't be taking my word for it any more than they should take the word of somebody at CNN that's going to say, oh, no, he's full of it. You know, let's show the evidence. We have it. Let's show them how they stole the election in 2020. Let's show them that the equipment is much more sophisticated now, and they're going to put it in play, or there's a way they can, or even if we don't even show that, we know half the American public believes itself is an emergency.
So to demystify it, it's openly being talked about. You've been advising. What are you recommending the emergency be so we demystify it and get it out there as a solution to the ongoing existential crisis?
It's the only solution. Otherwise, we could be taken over by foreign powers. And you know what? I got to tell you, people think, oh, well, be taken over by foreign powers. What is that? You know, they think they're still going to be able to go to work the next day. They think they're still going to have their lives. If we turn communists, or we come under their control, where they undermine this small 4% of the population of the earth, that's all we are. If they do that,
talk about it. They're going to do a new virus. They're already trying that. Trump blocked it with Hunter. They're going to create race riots. They're going to do cyber attacks and claim somebody else did it. Communists will destroy infrastructure to get control. It is their first move to bring the public to their knees. We are 2 minutes from midnight.
You're right. And the point is, people don't get it. They don't understand. You know, when you're a child and you think about death and you realize my parents are going to die someday and you start realizing that, you know, you might have a moment or two of a little bit of bad feeling. But when they really die or somebody close to you dies, that's when you learn what misery is. And we can talk about it all day and imagine we could become communists. But when it really happens, we're going to be in a state of misery. People don't have any clue of what the heck they're talking about and how this is.
You're talking about when the bullet hits the bone.
Yeah, I'm talking about reality. You can't get rid of freedom. You can't get rid of our system and think that you still have freedom and we still have our system. It's a craziness that people accept in order to embrace this great idea of everybody being so equal that nobody owns anything and everybody will be happy, but nobody will be happy. It is not possible. That talk to anybody who lived in a communist country and ask them what their state of happiness was. They will explain it to you. It's misery.
Zero. Okay?
We can't. You know, I never thought in my life that I would think somebody like Joe McCarthy might have been right. Okay. But you know what? At this point, I'm believing it because we have so many people that need to be taken care of now by the Department of Justice. You know, Todd Blanche, you know, bless his heart. I hope he does well because I want the United States to do well. I want his job. So I'm not, you know, I want to be the next attorney general. Whether I am or I'm not isn't what's important. What's important is that the things that need to be done get done.
Well, let's come back and talk about Todd Blanche because you're absolutely right. I've been interrupting a lot because I wanted to get you on the topics. Everything you're saying is totally true. I just don't think the average American understand how existential the threat is. And that was my point about Iran, is that the Pentagon says it wasn't going to go the way Trump wanted. I was all for regime change, but if it's not going to work, then we need to focus on what's happening here. And I think I've been proven right. I'm not mad at folks that want to go after Iran. I get it overall. But then I don't like the political response of attacking Trump supporters that were against it. But just moving on from that, we got to remember about the Democrats, what they're going to pull. Like, Keir Starmer has a 10% approval rating. He won't leave. He's wrecking the country, flooding it with Muslims on purpose. They literally want to bring down the West to conquer it. We'll come right back with Peter Tichtin, talk about solutions straight ahead. Stay with us.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained